And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here. In for Brandon Peoples, thanks again to Manhattan Parks and Recreation for spending about half an hour with me talking about an assortment of things going on in the department. Reminder coming up in about 15 or so minutes, Manhattan VFW Post 1786. Dan Watkins will be here speaking with us. But for now, though, we're going to be talking about Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency. We have Executive Administrator Daphne McNally here with us. Daphne, thanks for coming
in. Yeah, good morning. I'm excited to be here. I was actually listening on the way here, and I was really excited to hear that the Seco Park pool is going to be open.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really exciting for me.
I'm sure there's a host of people out there very excited to hear about that. I know it was one of the sore spots about the pandemic. As services were cut, pools were reduced, or pool hours and pool opportunities were reduced. So it's nice to have those things coming back.
Yeah, and we actually have quite a few people in town who will come and purchase passes from us in the summer and have their kids ride the bus to the pools. And so that may be a little bit easier for some people to have pools a little closer to where they're living. So that's a really great thing.
For those of us who are listening who maybe aren't familiar with the Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency and the services you all provide, give us a little, like a brief on exactly what y'all do there.
So Attabus is the general public transportation system here in Manhattan. We provide fixed route service, which means you can go to a stop and hop on a bus, pay a fare, and ride throughout many areas of town. And then we also have a curb-to-curb service, which is offered for people who are qualified, where you can get picked up at your home or your location that you're at and taken to a specific location.
Very nice, very nice. And as we talk about, you know, maybe changes in the services at Park and Recreation, there were some changes in services with the Attabus associated with the pandemic as well, but a lot of those have gone back to the way they were out.
Yes, so we're trying to regrow that ridership. Obviously, things are a little bit more limited. We still are falling under TSA's rules for mask mandates. So despite everybody else being kind of lifting those, we are going to have that through March 18th, but hopefully it wouldn't be extended after that and we can kind of release those. But some of our services have been limited. It's kind of due to driver shortage. So that kind of is also why I'm here to promote. You know, we are looking for drivers actively. But I think that we're trying to regrow that right now. So if you haven't given the Attabus a try, it's a great time to go out and just go experience a ride on the bus.
Are the routes very much different from maybe how they were before the pandemic, or is it kind of along the same lines as they were? I know you had to make some shifts.
Sure. So we did release new routes in Junction City, so those are a little bit more different. We now access their new high school and things like that. But here in Manhattan, they're pretty similar. They are going to be able to get you to those main areas of town that you're trying to go to.
Yeah, I remember prior to the pandemic, there was a lot of talk about how Attabus could get you to basically within a fairly close walking distance of just about every hospital, grocery store, some of those very essential services people utilize.
Actually, we are in Manhattan, 100% of grocery stores are within a five-minute walk of a stop. 75% of residences are within a five-minute walk to a stop.
All right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about these routes. If people want to learn where routes are, y'all have an app for this.
Yes, the transit app. That's a big thing that I'm really excited about. We released this last year. Mostly a lot of students are using it, but it is an app that can be accessed no matter what type of phone you have. And on that app, it is free for everybody to download. It will show you exactly where the buses are, how they're moving in real time, where you're at in relation to your stop you're trying to find, and then also how long it'll be until that bus gets there. So it can show you, hey, you've got 5 minutes to walk to get to the stop, and then the bus will be there 10 minutes after that. So it's super helpful. I think it's something that's really a great resource because people in Kansas City use it too, KCATA, and many people throughout the globe.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to have to check this out then. I've not had a chance to check out the app yet. I'm curious in terms of like the UI, the user interface on it. Yeah. Is it like comparable to a Google Maps situation, or how does it look when you actually have it on your phone?
So it's a little different. It'll kind of generate depending on the location you're in. Okay. So if you're in Manhattan, it'll just pop up the routes essentially, and it'll show, you know, route one, route two, and the direction it's heading and how long it's going to get to you. But there is also a map that you can view. And what's also really cool about it is that it'll show you the other modes of transportation in town. So it can show you, hey, you're 2 minutes from a Lyft scooter, or you can also hail an Uber from there. And it works really well because it's a great resource for just getting around.
And you can pay your fare in the app as well.
Yep. So inside of the app, there is also a partnership with a company called Token Transit. And in there, you can pay your fare digitally using your card. And what's really neat about that is when you purchase it, it doesn't automatically activate. So you can have them stored in there and ready to go for when you need them.
Oh, wow. That's actually really neat.
Yeah.
When did this app start getting maybe formulated? Was this a pandemic result or something that was in the works before the pandemic?
It was something that was in the works before that. We really saw a need for it because there was quite a few people using Adibus. I mean, up until 2019, we were seeing record ridership numbers every year. And then 2020, of course, happened.
And everything took a little bit of a step backwards then. So.
Yes.
But you're working your way back, as you were saying.
Yeah, it is slow, but before that, we did plan on having this app. And so this came to be and was released about August of last year. And since then, we've still seen consistent downloads, consistent people trying to use it, but we'd love to see more.
All right. And as you mentioned before, something Parks and Rec brought up as well is staff shortages. This is something that probably just about every business, every organization in the community is facing to some degree, whether it's a small issue or a larger issue. And you're no different. You all are hiring drivers.
Yes, actively hiring drivers. It'd be great if you have a CDL with a passenger endorsement, but I know not everybody has that. So we have a really cool training program. You don't have to have any experience. You just have to have a safe driving record. You come in, get set up with us, and we will give you about 2 weeks to take all the classes. We'll train you on everything. We'll take you to that test, get you that certification. If you pass, you can start driving full-time with us immediately after that. And that training is paid, too.
That's not bad. That's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
For CDL, pardon my ignorance here, you can drive a lot of different types of vehicle once you get your CDL license, too. It's not just a bus permit.
Example. So we are a Class C, so it kind of depends. Depends on what kind of things you're going to have on the vehicle you're driving. But we do require Class C with a passenger endorsement, so that means you can transport people.
All right, fantastic. And as you mentioned, that's paid. If people want to check it out, if they want to check out some of the opportunities that, that you have, you mentioned the app, but probably the website would be the better place to go for this sort of thing.
Yeah, our website is pretty new. It was also started last year, and it's fhata.org. That's Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency.org. And on there, there's a quick link to the employment. It'll show you all of our open positions, and it makes that online application process really easy.
All right, fantastic. And something else coming up here in April is the 10-year anniversary of the Flint Hill Area Transportation Agency's fixed routes in Manhattan specifically.
Yeah, it's really crazy that it's been 10 years. But 10 years ago, we did introduce fixed routes to the city of Manhattan. And since then, like I said, they were growing consistently and something that we find extremely valuable in the community, giving people access to leisure activities, but also their schooling, grocery stores, work, residences. It's been really important to Manhattan. And so I think we're going to try and do some fun celebratory things. So I hope that everybody goes and follows our Facebook page and look out for those things because it'll be a really fun month.
Is there any sneak peek on maybe what those things might be yet? Or is that just something we have to
kind of in the works right now?
Okay.
But I think that there will be some pretty cool activities. We may even try to do something where we encourage people to get on the bus. And we've got some community events coming up too. So.
All right. Sounds good. And if anyone wants to learn more, of course, and also if they just want to maybe perhaps find a way to better support the Area Transportation Agency one way or another, what would you recommend and what would you tell them if for folks maybe who are just unsure about whether they want to utilize the services?
Honestly, I would just say go give it a try. Our drivers are super friendly. We just had one who celebrated 10 years with us. It was super fun for him. But our drivers are there to help you. We are just seriously there to get you around town and to be that mobility thing for people. So if you don't know about it, go hop on a bus. Try it out.
All right. And I'm not sure if this caller is for us, but I'm going to bide my time very quickly and tap dance to see if we can get them on the line. Is that a caller for us? I believe it is. All right. I tap danced long enough. All right. Caller, go ahead. You're on in focus.
I was just wondering if you could talk about the shelters or lack of shelters at the bus stops around town and how they're funded and how you get those or are they needed? Thank you. I'll get off and I'll listen. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate that call. Yeah, Daphne, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so this is actually something we're really excited about. It's been a long time coming that we've been working with MATC and the university, but we just opened our bid process, and with that, that means that we should be getting a construction company that can help us build those shelters. We actually have five shelters that will be going up in town. Those are at the West Loop location, which is one of our most popular stops, and then down on Fremont and Points, and then one at the Flint Hills Gardens Apartments on Manhattan Avenue.
All right.
So
wow.
It's not a ton right now, but we are getting there. As far as funding, you know, we do get grants and things like that, but we are planning to do some more things in the future so that we can provide more of those to people who are writing.
I know here in the community, the lion's share of your public funding probably comes from K-State as well.
Yeah, they do. They have a big portion. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, and our funding is really interesting because we do serve two different communities. But, you know, if you guys are interested in that, you can always go onto our website. There's a lot more information on there underneath our boards, and that'll explain that a little bit better.
And you said you're opening the bid process.
Yes.
Which means, you know, people will put their bids in. It'll take a little bit of time. Eventually,
yeah.
The contract will be awarded. But what's kind of maybe the goalpost on maybe when we might start seeing these shelters pop up?
Well, again, it is dependent on that bid process.
Of course.
But I think our goal would be that by the end of next year, we should have the majority of those established in town.
All right. So, all right. Something to look forward to then.
Yes.
All right. And just before we go, I wanted to give you an opportunity to plug anything else you wanted to plug,
okay.
Website, and also tell us where your social medias are.
Yeah, so you can find us on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. We are Flint Hills Attabus. Most people know us as ATA Bus. You can also go to our website, fhata.org, and definitely give the transit app a download. If you do that, your first purchase is 50% off on fares. So give that a shot and go ride the bus.
Daphne, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, that'll do it for this segment on InFocus. We're going to close out the show with Dan Watkins from VFW Post 1786 here on InFocus, News Radio KMAN.